I actually, for years, have, with some degree of pain, had to address this issue. And the reason I say I've had to address it is because I've written extensively on the subject of heaven. And so it's kind of natural that people come to my blog, they come to our website, they send me emails, they read my books, and then they ask me about heaven is for real and all of the other stories. 90 minutes in heaven, and one is to heaven and back, and then the boy who came back from heaven, whatever, all of those. And so for a long time, I didn't respond to those. I have a hard time criticizing something where I actually, in some cases, just don't know. Because I think when you read these books, you at times I have the feeling that, okay, these people are genuine, they're sincere. They love the Lord, a number of them. I was on a panel with Don Piper, not John Piper, but Don Piper, who wrote 90 Minutes in Heaven. Okay, so he was a Southern Baptist pastor. His story is credible, and I have no reason to want to deny it. However, where I get really concerned is when the accounts contradict Scripture and when people start believing these accounts must be true and have to be true, and then they become kind of a substitute Bible on the afterlife. And this is something I've seen a great deal of, and I've been in a position to see. So consequently, several years ago, well, I've actually written a number of blogs about these different books, reviewing various books. And a perfect example is the one by, and this one I think is To Heaven and Back, Mary Neal, and published by a Christian publisher, evangelical publisher. And in it, she talks about how she was a physician who dies, she goes to heaven, and she sees and has these conversations. And she's talking to a being who she said was either Jesus or an angel, and she wasn't sure which. And even that got my attention. Really? You don't know whether it was Jesus or an angel. I just would think that in Scripture, when Jesus is seen in heaven, people fall at his feet. I mean, I don't think there's any mistaking who Jesus is. But then I think, okay, well, try not to be critical here. But then she says that this being, let's say it was Jesus, tells, explains, and points at all of these souls, spirits in heaven, and these are the ones that are about to be born into bodies as infants down on earth. And I'm going, well, that's a Mormon doctrine. It's definitely not what the Bible teaches. In the history of Orthodox Christianity, no truly Bible-believing Orthodox group has taught the pre-existence of souls in heaven. And an evangelical publisher feels free to print it and circulate it, and people trust these things. And because of the level of discernment of people are not as oriented toward being trained and instructed in God's word. Churches aren't as oriented that way as they used to be. So my bottom line with it is, I just think we're at a, first of all, I just want to say I applaud Lifeway for this. And I also just want to say that I think we do need to protect the church and the Christian community from false doctrine and a vulnerability to things that are not true to God's word.